This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Found a bottle of lotion around 6:15, prompting them to evacuate the terminal for about an hour and a half. Once the bomb squad determined the lotion was just lotion, they reopened, flights resumed. In the end, about two flights were delayed. I'm Nikki Pace for the Johnny Dare Morning Show on 98.9 The Rock.
Dr. Meredith Leach is the ER physician we were talking about earlier. So you get these parties, you got everything coming up, all the holiday stuff, birthdays, Christmas, Chiefs games, all of these fantastic reasons to have a couple cocktails. You wake up the next day and you're beat to death. You're praying for death. You're bleeding from the eye sockets. Your stomach is upset. Your head is swollen to twice the size of its normal circumference. What do you do about it? You suffer through it. That's what we all do, right? We all have different things. Eat some chili. Go get some tacos. Maybe try to chug down a beer. A
H-O-D.
Bloody beer if you can. Get a Bloody Mary. Just try to get your way through it. There's a much better way. Much more, you can count on a way. Legitimate way, I should say.
Healthier way.
Yeah. It's a mobile IV fluid treatments. And I'm telling you, you want to talk about doing the Lord's work? I've had some pain in my life. But I've had a couple... I've had a couple of hangovers that I can remember to this day. Legendary, let me die, dear Jesus, Jägermeister headaches.
Taking you out of commission for days.
I once projectile vomited in front of the Plaza Art Fair.
You are such a trash.
Yeah. I was working for your goddamn husband. And I had to go and work. I was living in Cambridge on Cambridge Street. In Westport area, and I had to go through the plaza to get over to this other place. We had a gig at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And I got there, and I'm just trying to get across this one intersection that was open still. Mm-hmm. And these ladies were looking at me walking in front, and they can see me, and I had this crappy old car I had, this old Hyundai. I just rolled down the window because there was no stopping it, and I'll bet you I made 3 feet before it started to arc downward.
This is why I say you were a trash. Because those women had to be like,
like Monty Python level. And then proceeded to have the worst hangover and had to work for 4 hours. I mean,
the kid in Stand By Me again.
It was that level. Now, finally, there are ways you don't have to deal with that anymore.
The internet, bringing the world to your fingertips. Information, technology, e-commerce, and such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Hey, Doc, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
I am good. Well, I'm not hungover, so I got that going for me. And there have been moments in here when I've turned the mic down and quietly vomited into trash cans. So hangovers are real. Getting toxic is real.
Oh, definitely, yes. And, you know, majority of the issue with being hungover is dehydration. I mean, yeah, you drink, you go to the bathroom 50 times that night, and you wake up and you're super dehydrated. And so just getting the fluids themselves is amazing. I mean, it works wonders right away. But we also, you know, have medication for nausea, like you're talking about puking. We give Zofran. And then we have Toradol, which is like basically an IV form of ibuprofen. So it works awesome for your headache.
Oh, trust me. I learned this back in the Huckabee ambulance days. I came in just rotted one morning for a 24-hour shift, and a friend just yanked me over to the unit. Started an IV on me, started a line, gave me some fluids, and then gave me, they were giving me 7 or 8 liters of oxygen. And within 25 minutes, I felt right as rain.
Yep.
I was like, God. I mean, it was amazing how fast, just, again, being hydrated. And that isn't even the magnesium you guys are offering in there, or the B12 that you guys are offering in there, all the electrolytes that you're offering in there. I mean, it's when somebody comes to you, like, because let me try to explain to the audience. You get a call. How long does it take from the time you're alerted on your website to the time to get to somebody's house? What's your average space?
Usually about an hour to an hour and a half. You know, people can book online in advance. Most people don't know they're going to feel terrible the next day. So we can usually get there within an hour to an hour and a half. Now, if you have some, like, big events planned, like, you know, upcoming holiday parties and stuff, or, like, bachelor parties, that's one thing where people will book in advance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get 10 guys in a room, you knock them all out in an hour and a half, and they're golden, ready to stay going again, you know? So.
Absolutely. Well, what a gift. What a gift to give somebody. If you know, like, you know Mike is going to have a, I mean, you got this, his 60th birthday party coming up.
Yeah.
Tell me this wouldn't be fantastic for the morning.
Oh, yeah. His party is next Friday.
And he's going to be drinking tequila and a big sugary margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to overindulge.
Mm-hmm. And it's a big birthday weekend. Saturday morning, he's going to feel like old ass.
Yeah. This is perfect.
This may be the gift.
We'll be there Saturday morning.
We're in a situation where I'm like, what do you get somebody that has everything? This.
The gift of no pain.
Yeah.
And so, Doc, I know this has been done in Vegas, and there was a couple more, but this is definitely the first one in Kansas City I've ever heard of. Oh, I lost her. There she is.
2017.
And what has the response been like?
Well, you know, since we were the first business, like, getting it started and getting the word out there was a challenge. You know, anytime there's, I think, a new kind of trend in the region, you have to get the word out in marketing and get people to know that it's real and it's legit and it works great. So, you know, it was a slow process going, but now, I mean, we have a great response. You know, we were the first ones there. And I think, you know, once people really realized how great it works, like you said, we've had people that buy gift cards for Christmas, for birthdays, and it's been great. And, you know, it's awesome because you go to someone's house, they feel terrible, you leave, and they feel amazing, and it's great. I mean, you feel good. You're like, I really helped them.
Listen, there's no pain like a hangover pain. Like, sickness comes on mostly pretty slowly, which, by the way, we'll get into that because you've got some flu stuff that'll help you with flu and colds as well. But the idea that you can get back in the game right away, especially, let's say, what is it, your wedding day? Maybe you have a big meeting that day, you're out celebrating, it got away from you. I've done that. You're like, I know it's a Tuesday, but oh, hell, man, it's only 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock. And then all of a sudden, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And you're making poor decisions, man. You're like, I'm going to need some help because I got a meeting tomorrow with my boss. I'm going to meet you in the parking lot. And how long does it take to administer the fluid?
Well, by the time we get there and get it all done, it's usually about an hour. I mean, really, the fluids will run in about 30, 40 minutes. But, you know, time you get there, get set up, it takes about an hour. And, I mean, like you said, it's totally worth it. You know, you're in your 30s, 40s, older, you don't recover like you used to. And it's worth it, just spend that hour to make your day functional again.
Now, tell me this. Would it be good if you were to take it, like, okay, let's say it's Chiefs Sunday. Game starts at noon. I'm pretty rotted by 5 or 6, but I have to go to bed soon. Can you do it before you go to bed?
And hopefully that will help prevent the hangover, and it should. We do run some specials on Sundays, too, just because of that during football season, like in the afternoon from 3 to 5, we offer some additional discounts so you can just get the fluids because you probably won't need the other medicine with it, but at least the fluids, the electrolytes, the multivitamins would be awesome.
Yeah, and you've got mild hangover, extreme hangover, fatigue and jet lag, cold and flu therapy, athletic performance and recovery. What else? And migraine therapy I saw in there.
Yeah, the migraine treatment. You know, I'm an ER physician, and basically it's the same, I would say, migraine cocktail that I give in the ER. But you don't have to go to the ER. You don't have to wait. It's way less expensive. You know, it's the fluids. We give, like I said, the medication, Toradol and Zofran. We also have a couple additional medications we can give, Reglan and Benadryl. But, I mean, we've had great success rate. You know, every house that we've gone to for migraines, 100% relief. So,
no kidding.
And those people, I mean, when you have a migraine, it's intolerable. So they are so appreciative.
See, this, and now you can buy gifts. This is what I'm giving for Christmas. I mean, for real, I have tons of friends that would be, this would be such a lifesaver. Mm-hmm. And I have musician friends. I'll tell you, the other thing is I have friends of, I was literally going through my memory box and going, how many of my friends over the years, how many shows could have been even made more fun for them? I remember Roman one time got so hammered, it went all night. He tore his own hotel room up. Went to jail, and then the next day, it was a 12-hour hangover, and he still had to play, and he was still hung when he went on stage. Ugh. Like, it was bad.
It's a nightmare.
It could have saved the whole thing. Just so many guys. We had a guy, Bert Kreischer, a comedian, came in. Somebody, and Doc, I know you won't appreciate this, but his friend, and Bert's not above doing drugs, had slipped him some ecstasy and decided to go ahead and do it without his knowledge. And he's done it before, but he did not want to do it that day. He was coming into Kansas City.
Traveling.
So he's traveling, got no sleep, and the next day he was wrung out. And he would have done anything to get this done.
Yeah, we've actually done some artists over at Strange Music just recently, but not for hangovers, just for the pure fact that, you know, they're on stage, they're performing, they're just, exhausted and losing a lot of energy, get dehydrated, and, you know, the fluids and electrolytes just make them feel so much better.
Not to mention the B12.
Yeah. Yep, and we've been offering, like, free B12 shots with people that do the vitamin booster, and you can do that, like, once a month, and the energy boost is great.
Yeah, it's not uncommon to see artists getting B12s backstage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were actually at the Sprint Center not too long ago and did an artist there before their show as well. You know, it's, since Kansas City is kind of late in the market, you know, it's been popular like in larger cities on the coast for, I think, since about 2012. So these people that come from other cities are, like, very used to it. So that's been kind of a huge draw for our business is, you know, people traveling in and out of town, not just artists, but business people, you know, people coming in for weddings. And that's been a huge thing. They're like, okay, I've got this wedding in Chicago. This is what I do when I feel like crap.
So you need to get with every wedding planner in Kansas City. You just need to open up the book to wedding planners and make a connection. Go, if you need me, I'll be there. You need me, I'll be there. You need me, I'll be there. How many wedding planners have faced the groom comes in just rotted and you're like, or the best man?
Like the whole wedding party.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, well, I'd put that on my registry.
You get with every wedding planner. You know what the other thing is? Go to any of those, the bridal shower deals, you know, the big conventions they have. Go to all the big hotels and go to the concierge and be like, just so you know, these are my cards. Mm-hmm. You have any problems? This is where I'll be. This is how you can get it done. Get with the Sprint Center. Get with Midland. Get with the Truman. Get with every music venue. Just cover that, because those are the ones that's going to be your bread and butter. I mean, that's going to be your right. guarantees, right? And then the random over drinkers like myself and Nikki, it really is. A hangover is a terrible thing, and it really can last an entire day. The idea that it just, you don't blow your day, and all it'll cost you is how much? 150 bucks, 180 bucks?
120 is just the regular one.
Mm-hmm. And what's the difference between a mild and an extreme therapy?
So the mild is 100 bucks, and it's just the fluids and either one medication. The regular hangover includes the multivitamins and any medication that you need for headache or nausea. And then the extreme is 2 liters of fluid plus all the medications and vitamins. And in the multivitamins, it's not just B-complex. It's vitamins A, B, C, E, K, and then B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B12. So it's a lot of, you know, great things that your body needs that most of us aren't getting enough of.
Hey, and you know what? And by the way, and don't overlook this. We talk about flu and cold season. What really takes you out, man, especially, and it gets a little gross right now, but you get diarrhea, you get the flu, you get that cold, it starts going through. Like, you get super dehydrated. It's hard to get better. And it really can kill you. And I'm telling you, a couple IVs and some electrolytes and getting everything back inside you, an anti-nausea medication when you have the flu, that could go a long, long way to helping somebody.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's kind of, so last year the flu hit Kansas City really hard, like around January and February, and that's all we were doing pretty much was every day multiple cold and flu treatments, and we're starting to see it now too. And so Nicole, one of the nurses who's out doing IVs today, that's what she's got one scheduled at 9:30, and, you know, a guy who's sick, vomiting, can't get off the couch, don't want to go to the ER, you know, you got to get back to work, so... And we add vitamin C into that one, so you get all the extra benefits of the antioxidants and, you know, boost your immune system. And So it works wonders.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think about the last time I got really sick. Like, it took me out for 36. Like, I lost time type sick. This would have been fantastic to help me out.
Yeah, so hopefully you don't get it again, but if you do, now you know who to call.
Absolutely. I'm not kidding you a bit. This is going to my phone. Heat exhaustion recovery guide. I have a buddy whose kidneys almost shut down forever. He's a concrete guy, my buddy Chris. He's done concrete his whole life, but a couple summers ago got real hot, and he pushed it too far, and it literally, you know, you blow all your electrolytes out. You can keep drinking water, but when you get unbalanced, and Doc can tell you about this, if it goes so far that you get it, you get so depleted,
turn around.
They may not start again. Your kidneys may not fire back up again.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's a big thing, you know, like you said, with laborers that work out in the heat in the summer. And we actually had a company from Lee Summit that this summer, they had, I think, three guys that had been working out in the heat. And so the boss for them bought them all IV treatments two different times so
yeah.
they could be healthy and keep working and, like, not suffer those consequences.
Yeah, no, it's real. And you know, now, because, you know, that's the whole thing. I went down after the hurricane and with A-hole Baba and his parents were down there 3 days after that Hurricane Mitch hit, tore the roofs off, you know, and it's summertime in Florida, in Panama City. And we get down there, we're working literally, you know, 18 hours, 2 days in a row up on these roofs. And you're just hammering away. And even though you're drinking water, I eventually burned myself through all the electrolytes. And we got back in the car to drive home. And I had a cramp in every conceivable spot in my body. I finally had to go stop at the next convenience store. And I was just chugging pickle juice out of those crappy pickle bags. Which, by the way, does not work out later on.
You got a new problem.
Yeah, I got a new problem now. But it's
sexy. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can only drink so much water, too. And then if you are in the heat, it's evaporating right back out. And, you know, that's kind of the benefit. Well, not kind of, but it is the benefit is when you have it in the IV, it's straight into the bloodstream, 100% absorption. You know, you're not losing anything in your GI tract. It's there, and you're getting it.
Yeah. No, it's really good. If you just joined the show, Dr. Meredith Leach, ER physician now, recoveryhydrationtherapy.com. Write this down, recoveryhydrationtherapy.com, 816-877-6186. And you can buy gift cards. That's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to buy a few gift cards and give them away for Christmas.
The best gift you can give somebody is not praying for death.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Tell me, wouldn't you like to have a get out of headache free card?
I would ask to hold her as a thank you afterwards, going, thank you, because you can't undo that sometimes.
Imagine for all those old drinking buddies Mike's got.
Ugh.
Everybody gets one for Christmas.
It is one-stop shopping because they're all morons.
And
I've had one, I love you, Steve, but one texted me in the middle of this as we're talking to you, chiming in because he knows that you all could use them.
Absolutely.
At least five times.
Man, Doc, I think this is brilliant. I really do. And I'm going to keep your card and your number, and I'm sure that at some point I'm going to call you in the morning, and it'll probably be about 6 a.m. Yeah, by the way, what time do you guys start answering the phones?
So we typically, at 8 o'clock, but usually we'll answer earlier as well, but 8 is when they do come on. They roll over, and so every day we're open except Tuesdays. It's kind of our day to relax since the weekends are usually pretty busy, but I have a nurse or paramedic on call every other day.
I'm going to need to go ahead and get a special number because my day starts a little earlier.
Yeah.
Expect a few drunk dials.
Call me if you need it earlier.
Well, Doc, nice to meet you. I think you're doing the Lord's work, and I will get the word. I'm going to put this on all the social media, and then we have a nurse coming in. And Nikki, how long have you had this headache?
This one technically fired up about 1 p.m. yesterday, but I have things that flare up off and on, and it's been going on for years now. And I've tried to take it on in different ways, whether it be medication, Advil, you know, obviously things that you're given for prescription. But there are times, like yesterday, I had to have silence. I told Mike by the time he got home, I'm like, this house is quiet. Like, don't go turning up wheel at high volume. Like, I don't want to hear anything because it's just so, it's throbbing and it'll knock you out. I mean, participating in life, if that makes sense.
I'm interested to see how this goes. I know that in a few minutes, the nurse is going to get here, Doc, and die. And we'll just check the whole thing out on there and see how it does.
Yeah, Nicole, she's going to be there here shortly. And Nikki, she'll knock out your headache. And I hope you feel 100% better.
God bless you. I'm hugging you through the phone.
I like Dr. Meredith. Dr. Meredith, I'm going to put you on with Jake. Hold on 1 second. How about that?
Sweet
Jake,
sweet
good
lady.
Good job on that. I'm not kidding. Like, anybody who has cocktails who gets a hangover. What a brilliant idea.
But truly, migraines or anything else like that too, or the flu taking you out when you know you've had your ass kicked.
And I mean, the mild hangover, which should work for you, unless it's a mother, $100 for $100.
Think about when you're in that exact moment. You'd be like, I'll pay you $1,000.
Well, what I'll do is I'll just give $100 ones out. And then if they need to upgrade, you know, 20, trust me, they'll pull that extra 20 or 40 out of
it. It's like
pocket.
A massage, add an extra time. You're like, oh, yeah. I'll pay up.
Yeah. It's, I mean, that's for real.
The first time you mentioned that this was even a thing in Vegas, I'm like, oh, could we ever not be the last city in America to have something so helpful? Can we please? And I didn't expect it this soon.
I'm not kidding. I would have her sign up to every wedding planner, every event center, so they all know the people who bring the bands in. If there's ever a problem, they can get them over there. Because think about it. If you have to go, if you have to pay normally a doctor to come over and make a visit, you're going to pay $500, period.
Mm-hmm.
You get this.
Oh, and you can help out the whole band?
No.
You can help out the whole wedding party?
No, you think about all that you could do with this. At the end of one of these color runs or whatever, any of the 4K or 5K, whatever whatever goobers do. Imagine at the end of one of these, you know, like I know, people enjoy it. That's fine. You run around.
Right.
I normally save my running skills from when somebody's trying to harm me.
When their knives coming out.
Yeah. But it's like any of the timber challenge that they do out there, all that silliness.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you guys love that business. Have some fun. Go crazy. You got Chiefs Day. You've been out all day tailgating. Then you went to the game. Yeah, your head hurts, doesn't it?
I'm tuckered out from rah-rah. And...
Yeah, that's it. What a wonderful gift. The gift of, it's going to be okay.
You should get one for Boyer for the next time he comes back.
We just spoke with Dr. Meredith Leach, the ER physician, the recoveryhydrationtherapy.com. Nicole just walked in, and she has got a bag of migraine medicine for you. Now, you got to do all her like primary stuff, all her just vitals.
Yes. How we start off a treatment is we go ahead and we come in and we talk to the patient to make sure that we're giving them the right treatment, first of all.
Right.
Once we know what their symptoms are, then we go ahead and we listen to them. We take their vital signs. And then, of course, start the IV and start giving fluids.
So. And how long does it normally take? Take 25 minutes, maybe?
Well, depending on the size of vein, I find. But, yes, probably about 30, 40 minutes. So.
Is it impolite to say you have fat veins?
I do have good veins.
Okay. All right. So listen.
I've been complimented for my veins.
All right. So, do you want to start the IV now, or do you want to? What would you like to do?
I'll go ahead and start the IV. And start your treatment.
Well, listen. I want to. Are you gonna yell? Are you afraid of needles?
I absolutely hate needles, so I'm gonna look away as I always do because I always have to go in and give blood for one thing or another. So. And I've had a transfusion before, but that I was pretty much out of it. So
you had a transfusion. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because right before I had surgery years ago. So
I've never had that. All this, you know, this doesn't hurt, by the way.
No, it just sucks. That's all. I just normally I'm like, you know, and I'm usually in the room, so I don't want my second
Lou,
half of the year.
Lou, beat it.
I'm like, what'd I tell you, Lou? I go, so help me, Jesus. I love Lulu. If she smacks in while this IV's in my arm, I cannot promise that my love won't change with Lou.
Yeah. No, I understand
this
that.
Ain't how I'm going to become a squirter, Lou.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't need this. This is not how it's going to go today.
Did you just say squirter?
I don't want anything flying out of me.
you really, they get nervous people. Do you find hungover people are easier or harder to work with?
They're easy to work.
Because they want it.
They're at the end of the rope.
Help me, please help me. Hey, why don't you start this? I'm going to have Lulu. I'm going to pick her up real quick.
I know. I'm like, will you do me the favor of putting her maybe with Jake?
Hold on. I'm going to put Louie out for a second just so she doesn't do that. One in there. All good, buddy. There you go.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. That needle sure does look big.
Shut your face. God damn
it. I walked by and saw that looks... That's so big.
It's almost bigger than a finger. Almost.
Oh, my God. Size of a pencil. Oh, it's already in and done? Oh, look who's really good at it. And that didn't hurt a bit, did it?
She's a professional.
Did that? You look. Why do you make it a face now? There's nothing else going on.
Because I'm awake. It's always a face.
Look.
Okay. So there. I just didn't want to look at it.
So
thank you. You were very gentle. I appreciate it,
IV's in. That was great. She was, you hit that out of the gate.
Honestly, like she was like... It was like a pit stop.
She slid it in like it was prom night.
I know. Yeah. Are we related?
Yeah.
So, that's a horrible joke. I'll not let you in on.
So give me a short song real quick. give me a short song because I want to kind of reset here. While you get your medication for migraines, we'll see how well this works from the recoveryhydrationtherapy.com people. Nicole's going to hang. I'm going to get Steve Murphy on, the former DEA agent. We talked to him the other day. He's got a book out now called Manhunters. Give me a couple seconds. I'll get going, and we'll be right back, you guys. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Nikki Pace, who's now had the IV started for her migraine, and we're going to check out how that works. What other drugs did you put in there, Nicole?
I put a medicine called Reglan in there, which is basically helps with nausea. It also has properties to help with migraines as well. And then I also gave Toradol, which is, like Meredith said, our medicine that's like IV, ibuprofen.
Nice. And so you're just sitting there waiting for the magic to happen?
Just sitting here trying not to move a lot.
You have your IV. How much is left? You're about halfway through? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how's it look? How you feeling?
Fine.
Any different?
Fine. I'm just kind of sitting still, trying to be quiet, trying not to jerk around at all.
And I wouldn't expect that it would all be done at the moment, but it doesn't feel any different right now.
I just kind of feel like me right now. I mean,
does your head still hurt?
It's kind of lightened up. It's lightened up a bit, but I'm just trying to, I'm kind of paying attention just to make sure to see the differences too.
Sure.
You know, and see how long.
Don't be all polite, by the way.
No, I'm just trying to see how to gauge it.
Don't lie to your physicians.
I'm just trying to gauge it and then also try to not electrocute myself while I'm trying to take a drink of water.
The patient may be one of those people that always wants to be polite. So they're like, I'm fine. I'm like, you're bleeding from the eyes. You should probably tell your doc. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just waiting for letting it kick in. So.
Yeah. Do you have any drugs that would make her nicer?
Well, I did forget to mention that we did put a multivitamin and some magnesium in the bag of fluids. So hopefully.
Very good.
Anything. My husband's like, can I buy it in bulk?
No, I think it's fantastic. Well, look, you have time to hang with us?
Yeah.
Good, good. I want to finish out the bag and then see how you feel at the end. But the idea is, if you're just joining the show, earlier we had Dr. Leach on, the physician who started recoveryhydrationtherapy.com. Now, they've got firefighters and paramedics and nurses that will go around, show up at your house, your hotel, your party, and give everybody hangover medicine if that's what they need, from the light to the heavy hangover. From if you've had heavy exertion, athletics, you work outside, you need some help, they can do that. Right now, Nikki's had a migraine starting. So some say it's from having headphones on and listening to my voice. But
some say it's from irritating your own husband. Whatever.
But it's a pretty cool idea. Like, when did you go to work for these guys, Nicole?
Well, I met Dr. Leach when we worked in the ER together.
Okay.
And then
you were an ER nurse?
Yes.
Every one of you crazy as a day.
Yes.
I used to ride the ambulance, and Jesus Christ, down at Bethany. You're too young to remember Bethany, but God damn. Those girls were scandalous. Best nurses I ever saw. Amazing. Could deal with anything, but man, did they know how to let steam off. Yeah. So now you do this as well, and you travel, and what do you think? How do you feel it helps everybody?
For me, especially after being in the ER, and you don't always make everybody happy there.
Right.
This place, this job is very nice because you get to go see your patients, and you know they're not feeling good when you get there, and by the time you leave, you know you've made a difference, even if it's just in the slightest bit. You know, they're not puking anymore.
Right.
You know, they're feeling much better.
We've all been hungover. You know, you're just like, oh, just it's death.
Take me now.
Yeah. It's a horrible feeling, man. You know, and you get this sour stomach and you're trying to drink water and then it just all feels terrible. Yeah. And then you're going to throw up maybe. And then your head is just throbbing. That's the worst. Like your brain has been shrunk from lack of fluid and it's banging around inside your skull. You're like, Jesus Christ, someone.
You're so desperate.
Help me rehydrate my noggin.
That is so true.
And when it happens, it happens so fast. It's like such a, it just goes, whew, and you're done. You're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Like, maybe we could go get a pizza.
You're like a little angel.
Yeah. A hangover is no punk, and you are doing the Lord's work.
Thank you.
You are.
Thank you.
What was the most, have you ever treated multiple, like after a bachelor party, or what was the most amount of people at one time that got a bag?
Oh, I think personally I did one where there was six in the group, and then I went with Dr. Leach one day and we did a whole party, and I think there was about 8 to 9 in that group.
And did they all, were they like, this is the best day ever?
It was awesome. They were all sitting there and they had their music going, and we just had them just completely lined up, and they pretty soon they weren't eating, and then somebody went and got food, and then they all started eating. So by the time they were done, they were all ready for the wedding.
Tell me, there was a wedding that day? Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Tell me they tipped correctly, because that's the other thing. You got to tip. Like, if somebody saves you like that and shows up at your house, you got to tip, for God's sake.
They did.
Good. And would you say, which do you have more, men or women that need help?
It's actually been pretty equal, to be honest. Yes, I think a lot of people, it's mostly like, you know, between the 20 to 40 age range that are really into this. And it's pretty equal. I think the more, it just depends on what they're calling for.
I think gift cards for this. Would you give gift cards to your friends?
Most definitely.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great idea. I'm certainly going to buy some for this Christmas. For guys who don't know what to buy, I'm like, I know what you need. An emergency hangover relief. They will.
It's a save your ass card.
I don't think it. I'm telling you, like,
Jesus
it works.
Wanted you to have it.
I promise you, it works. All right, listen. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. She's still taking her fluids.
Yeah, I can't move. Stuck here.
You can, dude. You're not. Gonna
I'm so
explode.
Paranoid about moving. So I just like. I want to sit still.
Are
be
all
good.
Your patients this nervous?
Especially when you're coming in to start an IV, that kind of freaks them out a little bit. So
men or women?
It depends. Well, mostly,
I would say men.
Men are a little. Men are a little more nervous.
We really are. Like I'm like, it doesn't hurt that bad, man. Calm down.
Well, I just am worried about jerking around or ripping something out. I know. I'm just trying to be good.
Old people wander around in their homes with those things.
Well, they're delirious. They're delirious too. So that's fine.
Go run some laps.
Nope.
Stay right there. We'll be right back, guys. Dirty Honey, When I'm Gone. 52 degrees in Kansas City. It's Johnny Dare. Nikki Pace, who seems to be choking down some Lay's potato chips and feeling a little bit better.
I do feel better. I told you at the beginning, I was like, I was feeling a little flushed.
Yeah, well, because you were freaked out about the IV. So is that what you were talking about? You felt flushed?
Yeah, right when she did it. Okay, I'm like, okay, sit still. Don't be weird. Don't be weird.
Don't faint. Don't fall down.
Don't be weird. Don't eat anything stupid. Yeah. So now I feel really good because I was kind of waiting just to see and pay extra close attention. I just feel kind of floaty a little bit, which is fine. And I don't have the pounding in the back of my head that I normally have. That drives me crazy.
And normally, she was saying, you know, if it's somebody with migraine, then they're in a dark room and they just normally have already been paid. So they just quietly just take everything, put the Band-Aid on, just back out, lock the door and leave. And so those people just go right to sleep. You're still in a room with lights and headphones on and talking and music and all that business. So if you feel better in this environment, it's pretty nice. And she was very nice.
She was great. She couldn't have been better.
The thing that struck me, obviously, she was incredibly good at her job. Like, she had that IV set first time, no problem. And there's no way you felt any pain on that.
No. I'm just a chicken.
She was smooth. I was watching. I'm like, oh, this isn't her first rodeo.
Mm-mm.
And but more importantly, she kept bringing up, and you could tell it really makes her feel good to help.
Yeah.
To help people. Sure, it's not life and death, but sure does feel like it.
Well,
and she, you could tell telling the stories, even off air, that she really enjoys walking into a situation where somebody doesn't feel well, and by the time she leaves, they feel much, much better.
Making someone feel better and not having them scream at you that's a win.
You're a hero.
Mm-hmm.
She was even great on the way out because we were just talking about, because I said Meredith seems like a nice lady, like Dr. Leach sounds like a great lady or whatever. And she's like, it's the best job I've ever had. She's like, she's cool. She makes it fun. She's passionate about it. It's like, she was so excited about it.
Hey, I really do need a pre 8 o'clock phone number.
that wasn't a joke.
I've got Meredith's phone number.
Yeah,
so.
But I mean, that would be, that's a great thing.
Meredith
have.
Has no idea what kind of bad relationship she started here.
Meredith. You
like, this is fun. You guys are great. Yeah, you won't feel that way in about 6 weeks.
We're going back over to the radio station again. But there's been a few times where musicians and comedians are struggling so hard, hungover-wise, that if we could offer them this, my God, they would never forget us. They would, we would be their favorite forever.
Yeah.
Well,
when it's hard to get a musician in off the road to come in studio,
yeah,
you come in studio, maybe we hit it with some fluid,
right?
You're good.
Right?
Yeah.
Trust me, if you gave me a chance to look at a pair of boobs or get some hangover medicine, I'll take the hangover medicine when it hurts.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I like boobs, but I can't even look at them right now because my head hurts too bad.
That's when you're in a bad, bad place.
I don't need anything else throbbing. See what I did there, T?
Yes, I did.
I made a ding-dong joke out of a headache.
Boom.
Wizardry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.